You're listening to SBS News.
Mr. Frydenberg declined to say whether a recession in Australia was on its way, saying, "That's not the word I would use." Even so, he wants to see the December quarter economic growth figures due next week and the March quarter figures in 3 months' time. He stressed the concern over coronavirus was just the latest economic shock the Australian economy has faced following trade tensions between the United States and China, an extended drought, bushfires and floods. Asked outright whether a surplus was still on the cards amid the economic impacts of coronavirus, Mr. Frydenberg told the ABC people will have to wait until the budget is handed down in May.
You shouldn't speculate about what's going to happen on budget night, neither will I. What I will do is point to the inherent strength in the Australian economy. As the Governor has said, Australians can be optimistic about their economic future. It seems only the Labor Party is talking down the Australian economy. What I can point to is household disposable income has been on the rise, the labour market's been strong, the housing market has stabilised, and what we have is a record number of Australians in a job.
The opposition Treasury spokesman, Jim Chalmers, was unimpressed by Mr. Frydenberg's round of media interviews about the budget surplus. He says Australia's economic woes predate the bushfires and coronavirus, with weakness in growth, wages and productivity more of an issue than the threat of a global pandemic.
Scott Morrison desperately wants Australians to forget that growth was slowing, consumption was weak, wages were stagnant. Public debt had more than doubled, household debt was at record highs, productivity, business investment were going backwards. Coronavirus on its own doesn't excuse or explain economic weakness which has persisted on Scott Morrison's watch for some time.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, hit back at Labor's criticism.
Labor wouldn't know what the definition of a surplus was. I mean, they haven't produced one since 1989 when Scher was singing, "If I Could Turn Back Time." And, of course, we all remember that vision of her on that Navy ship. I mean, and there you go again. Labor didn't even build a Navy ship when they had six years of opportunity. Didn't give a ship at all.
Economist Chris Richardson says it's too early to see the real impact on the budget.
You know, the bushfires were expensive. The government spent money. Coronavirus so far is hurting the tax take. There are businesses, you know, tourism, foreign students, mining that are earning less profits than they would otherwise. And there is a risk that government spending around the coronavirus will have to lift. So far, though, these are threats to the surplus rather than knockout blow.
The opposition turned back to the so-called sports rorts saga, pointing to the Prime Minister and his office's involvement in the $100 million scheme. The Auditor General's office told a Senate inquiry into the scandal there were 136 email exchanges. During question time, opposition leader Anthony Albanese asked the government how much they knew about problems with the scheme before concerns became public.
Prime Minister has claimed his office's only involvement in the corrupt sports rort scheme was to pass along information. So why has the Audit Office told the Senate today that there were 136 emails about sports rorts going back and forth between the Prime Minister's office and Senator Mackenzie's office in under 6 months?
Prime Minister Scott Morrison repeated during question time that his government was not involved in the process of allocating grants.
Neither I nor my office were the decision makers in the process that governs the sports grants program. The decision maker was, as has been rightly identified through the audit office processes and other reviews, was the former sports minister.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.